Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to start Perek Beis in Yoina. Yoina gets swallowed up by a fish. So we discussed Pariches Gadol, all the Gevaldige Nisim the Rabbanu Shalom did to Yoina to keep him alive, and why the Rabbanu Shalom did it. That was our last Shir in Yoina that we discussed. Yoina was dafka chosen for this mission. But even in a prat, so although in a general way we answered the question, but in a pratistic way, we have to understand why Hashem chose a fish. Many ways Hashem could have kept Yoina alive. Many miracles Hashem could have done to Yoina at sea. The Eibishter to dafka chose a fish, and it went from fish to fish. First it says, Vayiman Hashem do godol levoyes Yoina. That was one thing. And then it says, Vayispal Yoina Hashem imeha do go. So if you remember, we brought down the Medrash that when he got swallowed by the fish, he didn't start davening. Then the big fish, male fish, spat him into the female fish, which was full of dogim ktanim. It was very tight. Then he started davening. But obviously, the fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam chose a fish is a reason for it. I don't know if the Olam knows your history, but in 1927, not so long ago, 1927, you're talking about 90 years ago, there was a mice in Falkland where a fish swallowed a fisherman. And they caught up the fish about 2-3 days later, and he was alive. So there is a way to live in a fish. Certain amount of air. This was a type of fish that had air going through its system, which, you know, there are different types of fish. Anyway, you could look it up. In 1927, such a mice happened. But obviously this was a miyuchadik anes, the way this took place. And Yoina lived there for 3 days. The mea doga, Hashem put him into this other fish, with all these other fish, it's fish and it's very fishy. What's going on here? What's tzitzchta? So I'll tell you a machshava I had for many, many years ago, when I was about your age, like the ninth grader age. I went through Sefer Yoina, then it was on Yom Kippur, and I was trying to come up with a better understanding of why it's a fish. And I came up with a machshava of why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was mezamen a fish. If the Yoina gets spat out of the fish onto dry land and he goes to Ninveh, we're going to learn more about it in the third parak. Big Shiloh, who the king of Ninveh was. But the king of Ninveh got all the people to do tshuva. Some learn that the king of Ninveh was actually Pari. That's why he was so effective. Because Pari lived through Mitzrayim. He knew that there was a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. According to one medrash, Hashem saved Parai that he should go on to tell the world what he lived through. You know, I'm sure you all know the medrash. Hashem picked up Parai by the Kriyas Yamsuf and kept him alive. So according to one chazal, Parai was the one that ended up going to Ninveh. He became the king of Ninveh. And he's the one that got his people to do tshuva. When Yoina came and said, another 40 days, the city is over, Parai believed it. Parai lived through it. He knew. So Pari convinced the whole city to do tshuva as one of the malach. We're going to talk more about it when we get to Perek Gimel. It's actually a fascinating perek. But I want to bring out one point. If you look over there, the Rishonim explain, the Medrash explains, that the people of Ninveh didn't do real tshuva there. Besides that it was all minsafa v'lechutz, it says in the pasuk that they did tshuva from the Gezel Chomos Hashem B'Yideim, which means they got rid of the Gzela. That's all they did. They actually continued to do Avodah Zarah. The Malbim is the kasha that if the people in Ninveh kept on doing Avodah Zarah, meaning they didn't even do tshuva, they got rid of the Gzela. In fact, the Malbim, if they continued to do Avodah Zarah, why did they get saved? Well, the Malbim's kasha. In fact, the Malbim, I really lost some tshuva.
stayed in the tshuva.
So the Malbim has a fascinating teretz. But what the Malbim says to me answers the fish story too. Why Yoina gets swallowed up by a fish dafka? Why dafka a fish? We find that the Dor HaMabul also got punished specifically for Gzela. Even though the Dor HaMabul did all the big Averas. But the Chazal tell us, we'll say in the Pasuk, Ki Mola Haaretz Chomos, the Pasuk says in Parashas Noach, the earth got full of Chomos. So Chazal say, Loinechtam Gzar Dinam Elo Ala Gezel. That the Dor HaMabul, with all the Averis they had, they ended up, the decree that they should be drowned to death was because of Gzela. Gzela was the main thing. So Kivega, I'm sure everyone remembers from some years ago, Reb Kivega and Gilyan Hashas, and Maseches Kiddush and Daf Yud Gimel, Kivega asks, what do you mean? The Dor HaMabul, they were Isik in Gzela and Arayas. The Gemara there in Kiddushin says that somebody who does Arayas is worse than the Dor HaMabul. Reb Kivega asks, what do you mean? The Dor HaMabul, they did Arayas also. So one of the answers we gave to Reb Kivega's Kasha is that for a Goy, Eish Yisish is really Gezer. What's the pasuk in the Torah that a Goy can't live with his friend's wife? V'dovak b'ishtoi v'loi b'eish es chaveri. So by a Goy, Eish Yisish is also midin Gezer. So when it says Linechtam Gzardino Melala Gezel, it includes Arias too. It includes that. But you see that Arias was chosen, Gzela was chosen even more than Avodah Zarah. Because says Dor HaMabul did Avodah Zarah too. So we see by the Dor HaMabul that the Gzardin was only on Gezel, not Avodah Zarah. And we see by Ninveh that even though they continued worshipping Avodah Zarah, since they got rid of the Gzela, so already the Gzera went off. So we see something unique about Gzela. I'll tell you one other thing about Gzela. From last week's Pasha, Pasha's Mishpotim. In Pasha's Mishpotim, you find the whole idea of Eved Ivri, and the idea that Eved Ivri gets sold because he's a Gaza. That's why he gets sold. Right, it gets sold out to Gzela. Right? Chazal tell us that that's also Ritzia. You drill his ear for Gzela. You don't find a person ever gets a Ritzia, only for Gzela. Chazal tell us, Oizen Sheshamar Al Sinai, Loi Signoiv. It's going to get drilled. Right? So many ask, why Dafka Loi Sigzel? Why is Loi Sigzel worse? There's so many other Averis. Why is Lysigzel picked? So I'll give you a simple teretz. It answers all the kashas. It answers all the kashas. Oh, it also answers another fishy kasha. Why on Shabbos there's a special Indian to have fish? If you look in the Gemara, it's kosher the house in it. The Ben Ish Chai, all the Mekubalim are makbid. In fact, I was just by Rav Cheshen. See, he only eats fish. For that reason. The Mekubalim very makbid on fish, only fish. They don't like to have any other. Fish is like a very chashuv thing. The Ben Ish Chai says that Shabbos, the reason why you have to have fish is because the neshama yaseya is only nene from fish. Won't be nene from anything else but the fish, not meat. Basar behemah not. So even though we find there's a chashiv is the basar behemah, for sure yeshiva bacham not hold that way, right? Some behemoth, some corned beef, a steak. Right? Generally, the olim is not into fish, generally. You don't find people on big type of fish. But neshama yisera, only fish. Yankee Vetsu had a big arichas with your father many years ago. Who remember? You could tell him about the fish story. Went through this Ben Ish Chai. Tell him the gugulim that's in the food. Who remember? So lemaisa, you have to know, what is the inyan of fish? Why is fish so chashuv? What's so special about fish? So, the Teretz Rabbi says, in the Torah we find also that the Inyan of Vidui, and this the Chiddush Yerim points out, is dafka found by Hashem Gzelus. Right? The Torah brings down the whole mitzvah of Vidui By a chet, by Hashem gzeilus. So again, you see gezels, such a big thing. Now, Rabbi Zayat Teretz is very simple. Really, there's a parsha to svara that everything the Rabbanu Shalom says to do, we have to listen. The famous mashal I always give you guys, and it's not a mashal, it's a true story. I haven't said it in a while, so it's worthwhile to chazer it over. Was a Musa Haskell I had. When I was a bacha learning in Eretz Yisrael, many years ago, so I had a friend. Doesn't make a difference what his name was. This friend of mine, he was talking about his house in Flatbush. He said, my house in Flatbush? You remember this story, right? With the white carpet. Of course you remember this story. He says, my house in Flatbush, we have white carpet, and the whole downstairs is white carpet. Now, which Jewish mother has white carpet? I don't know. It's a good question. So what white carpet? He says, because it's white carpet, my mother's makbid, that nobody walks into the house with shoes. You walk in the door, take your shoes off. You can't go 5 feet. Nobody makes it through the door without. She says, Rosh Hashiva's come to raise money, whatever. Rabbi, shoes off. That was Rosh Hashiva's walking around with bare feet. Yeah. So I'm telling you, but it's crazy. It's crazy. I said, I'm going to come visit you. I'm not taking my shoes off. I just got smicha, then I felt like I got a knack. I'm not going to take my shoes off. Anyway, kachave, pein azmanim. I was in Flatbush anyway. I came to stop by the house. Anyway, his mother answered the door. The story happened exactly the way he said. I walk in the door, and she goes, oh, how are you? And then very nice. She couldn't have been nicer. But she's standing by the door like this, like I can't get past her. She goes, you know the rules here. You take your shoes off. My boy said, like a little puppy. I slipped off my shoes like a little puppy. I didn't even give one blip. What's pshat? I was so psyched up to say, I'm sorry, I don't do that. We'll leave. You know, because that's really what I told him. I said, either I'm going to go with my shoes or I'll leave. I said, I'm sorry, you don't let people in with the shoes. I don't take my shoes off. That's my minig. My minig is I don't walk around barefoot in somebody else's house. So if you have to part ways, fine. There's a get, kotuf. I'm out of here. Lamaise, I took my shoes off like a little puppy and I walked in. But after I did, I thought of a murder dick in Moshe Haskell. What happened to all my knacker kite when I was in Eretz Yisrael? Hey, I'm going to do it, right? Tough Rodinsky. It all melted away. You know why? Because I came face to face, not with a witch, with the balabusta. She owned the house. It's her house. When you walk into somebody else's house, when you're sitting in Eretz Yisrael in your dorm room, you can say, yes, I would be heard. But then when you're standing face to face with the owner, you get humbled. It's the other person's house. You don't feel like you can be a knacker then. It's their house. You all know that way. You know how many people tell me, you know, when my kid goes away for Shabbos, the host tells him, it's unbelievable, so jealous of me, my kid gets up and cleans and washes the dishes, compliments every dish. And the mother goes, I'm talking about the same kid. My kid doesn't move. My kid, Shabbos, is glued to the chair or goes to the couch to sleep. We're your kid, we're your tzaddik. What's the Shabbos? You go to somebody else's house, you're not a balabas. The emes is, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, Kili Kol Haaretz, this is my place. We're living in his land. We're living by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So how do we act the way we act? How do we act the way we act? What's pshat in that? If you walked into somebody's house and they told you, by us in the house, nobody talks Lashon Hara. Stop. They started the meal that way. The mother, the father, both get up. They say, listen, we don't talk about people in this house bad. Nothing bad about people. I guarantee you sit through the meal, you won't say one bad word. By somebody else's house. The Teretz is, we don't feel like we're in the Baruch Hashem's world. We feel like it's our world. If we really felt Kili Kol Haaretz, if we really felt it belonged to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, nobody would do any affairs. Teretz is. Yeah, we know somewhere back, just like I knew when I was sitting on my bed in Eretz Yisrael, that this lady owns her house in Flatbush. Yeah, but I didn't feel it. When I walked in the door and I felt it, all of a sudden I was a different person. So it's an Irish kite she has. So what? She's the balabusta. Take your shoes off. That's the yisoid. Memela, that's the main thing that makes a person stay in line. If you realize it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, you keep the laws. You don't keep the laws because you forget which world you're living in. You think it's your world. It's your place. You're the balabas. You make the rules. The fish, that's why Gzela is a stira with the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because to anybody who looks at it like, what's yours is mine, what's mine's yours, he has nothing there to keep him, make him keep the Torah. Because the strongest conviction to keep the Torah is the fact that you're living in Hashem's world. Kili kol haaretz. But if to you, whoever owns something doesn't make a difference, you could take his thing, it doesn't mean anything, so why should you keep the Torah also? It's Hashem's world, it's not Hashem's world. Who cares whose world it is? So that's why Geneva puts the whole kingdom of the Ribbono Shel Olam in a sakana. Geneva puts the whole kingdom of Hashem in a sakana. In keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's why Geneva is the main thing. Once Geneva is clear to you, then eventually you'll understand there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's his place, and you're not the boss. But if you don't care about Geneva, then it's all over. That's why it says, when Hashem created the world, He created the world al tanai that there should be mishpatim. Because if there's no law and order, if there's no monetary law and order, nobody's going to listen to anything. That's the insight. So when the Dor HaMabul was Isaac and Gzela, that destroyed everything. That's why the world got destroyed. It's like the purpose of creation got destroyed. Now even the minim, even the animals crossbreeded. That means a monkey is, the Ribbono Shel Olam never gave a monkey a right that the monkey should go ahead and marry a tiger. Right? Lemineo, the Ribbono Shel Olam told the minim they have to stick to their species. Instead, by the Dor HaMabul, what happened? Even the minim, even the animals integrated. Even the animals didn't recognize Hashem's bialos. There's only one creation that kept Hashem's ownership. Togim Shebiyam. That's why they didn't die by the Mabul. The Dogim Shebiyam, they kept to what Hashem told them. They recognized this Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why they didn't get killed in the Mabul. Kol Shebicharov Meisu, say Chazal, the Dogim Shebiyam didn't die. That's why the Neshama Yisera doesn't want to benefit from anything that had gzeil, only fish. That's why Neshama Yisera only fish. That's why the people that are really mekubalim, they like fish. They want to connect more to fish. Memela, Anshe Ninveh, when they got involved in Gzela, the whole city had to be destroyed. Once they fixed Gzela, then the decree fell off. That was the main issue. And Memela, what did Hashem, how did Hashem save Yoina? Dafka threw a fish. Because Yoina is the one who has to be Misakin Gezel. So Hashem had that Yoina got saved from a min that species was makbid on Gzela even in the Dor HaMabul. And then with that Yoina was able to go now and save the world, save the Churban of Nineveh, which came about through Gzela. Now father, people in Nineveh got punished. At the end of the day they got punished anyway. But the Malbim says like this, and we'll end with this Malbim. The Malbim says, so what's Taka Pshat? That they didn't get punished. So he says like this, look, the Malbim. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yechoyl Al Nisim L'Rishoyim V'lo Yishadet Marcho Yisateva U'Ksheshovu Min HaChoma Shebekapeyem Heiser Hashem O'Einesh HaBilti Tivi. Says the Malbim, the Halakha Malbim, says, Ninveh, the people Ninveh got punished at the end, each one in their own way. But originally, Hashem was going to make some crazy thing against nature, like a tsunami, to destroy Ninveh. That was only going to be if there was Gezel. Because Gezel goes against the purpose of creation. So when you go against the purpose of creation, then there's going to be Lamalam and Ateva destruction. By Ninveh fixing the Gzela, says the Malbim, they avoided having that supernatural catastrophe. Still, they got punished in their own way. That's the pshat.